You are going to listen to an interview with a local councillor talking about the most pressing issues in his town. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Have Your Say. I'm delighted to welcome Gavin Smallwood, one of our local councillors, to the program. Hello, Gavin. Great you could make it.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Gavin, lots of complaints about traffic in our area.
Absolutely, and I fully understand. After all, congestion at peak times is the most serious issue we face in the town centre. We're looking into introducing a charge so that motorists will have to pay to drive into the city centre. According to our research, most journeys undertaken here are less than 3 miles long. So, I would say that in fact, the majority would be better off taking public transport instead of hopping into their cars. And of course, those who walk or cycle should be encouraged to continue. A number of cycle paths have recently been opened, which means that it is easy to cycle because you don't have to negotiate the heavy traffic. We've had good feedback, and though it's early days yet, we are confident that more people will start using pedal power.
But wouldn't a congestion charge be another nail in the coffin of local businesses? Many of our listeners have written in about the soullessness of the town centre because people drive to out-of-town shopping centres. And I must say, last time I was in the city centre, I couldn't help but notice how many for rent signs were up.
True. And it is one of our main priorities to regenerate the town centre so that it is as vibrant as it used to be. And to do that, we have to encourage visitors to return. Unfortunately, a lot of shoppers choose to go to the retail park on the outskirts of the town, where parking is cheaper and everything is more easily accessible. We are naturally aware of the impact this has on local shops, and we're in the process of putting together a package which will provide financial incentives. And this will be launched at a public meeting next Friday, and everyone is welcome to attend.
So, for all our listeners who are interested, where is this meeting going to be?
Yes, it's on Friday at 6 p.m. and it's in the community centre, and we hope lots of responsible citizens will come.
Now, let's move on to another hot topic these days, crime. Although there are increasing numbers of CCTV cameras in public places and on public transport, judging from the number of complaints we've received, few people feel that they're really making any difference.
According to the recent crime figures issued by the police, the situation has improved, with graffiti and vandalism on the decline. But yes, we agree that there is still a long way to go.
In particular, our elderly citizens feel uncomfortable going out after dark with all these youth gangs around. And I would think that this is an intolerable situation.
I couldn't agree more. And I can assure you and our listeners that we are aware of the problem and are working on it.
Another burning issue is that of housing, or rather the shortage of it. Rising property prices make it impossible for young families to find affordable housing, as they would have to spend more than half of their income on mortgages.
I know. We are well aware of the situation. And as a matter of urgency, we will be building 300 homes this year, the affordable kind, with another 300 to follow. These have been earmarked for first-time buyers and those on low incomes.
Yes, and I'm sure you've noticed the rise in the number of homeless people who are sleeping rough. What about them?
We've just opened a new hostel with 30 beds.
I see.
And in addition, we're working with a local education and skills office to help the jobless get back into employment. We're determined to create new jobs in the local economy so that our town returns to being a centre for commerce and industry.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to this week's Have Your Say. I'm delighted to welcome Gavin Smallwood, one of our local councillors, to the program. Hello, Gavin. Great you could make it.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Gavin, lots of complaints about traffic in our area.
Absolutely, and I fully understand. After all, congestion at peak times is the most serious issue we face in the town centre. We're looking into introducing a charge so that motorists will have to pay to drive into the city centre. According to our research, most journeys undertaken here are less than 3 miles long. So, I would say that in fact, the majority would be better off taking public transport instead of hopping into their cars. And of course, those who walk or cycle should be encouraged to continue. A number of cycle paths have recently been opened, which means that it is easy to cycle because you don't have to negotiate the heavy traffic. We've had good feedback, and though it's early days yet, we are confident that more people will start using pedal power.
But wouldn't a congestion charge be another nail in the coffin of local businesses? Many of our listeners have written in about the soullessness of the town centre because people drive to out-of-town shopping centres. And I must say, last time I was in the city centre, I couldn't help but notice how many for-rent signs were up.
True. And it is one of our main priorities to regenerate the town centre so that it is as vibrant as it used to be. And to do that, we have to encourage visitors to return. Unfortunately, a lot of shoppers choose to go to the retail park on the outskirts of the town, where parking is cheaper and everything is more easily accessible. We are naturally aware of the impact this has on local shops, and we're in the process of putting together a package which will provide financial incentives. And this will be launched at a public meeting next Friday, and everyone is welcome to attend.
So, for all our listeners who are interested, where is this meeting going to be?
Yes, it's on Friday at 6 p.m. and it's in the community centre, and we hope lots of responsible citizens will come.
Now, let's move on to another hot topic these days, crime. Although there are increasing numbers of CCTV cameras in public places and on public transport, judging from the number of complaints we've received, few people feel that they're really making any difference.
According to the recent crime figures issued by the police, the situation has improved, with graffiti and vandalism on the decline. But yes, we agree that there is still a long way to go.
In particular, our elderly citizens feel uncomfortable going out after dark with all these youth gangs around. And I would think that this is an intolerable situation.
I couldn't agree more. And I can assure you and our listeners that we are aware of the problem and are working on it.
Another burning issue is that of housing, or rather the shortage of it. Rising property prices make it impossible for young families to find affordable housing, as they would have to spend more than half of their income on mortgages.
I know. We are well aware of the situation. And as a matter of urgency, we will be building 300 homes this year, the affordable kind, with another 300 to follow. These have been earmarked for first-time buyers and those on low incomes.
Yes, and I'm sure you've noticed the rise in the number of homeless people who are sleeping rough. What about them?
We've just opened a new hostel with 30 beds.
I see.
And in addition, we're working with a local education and skills office to help the jobless get back into employment. We're determined to create new jobs in the local economy so that our town returns to being a centre for commerce and industry.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you.